Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Here's a quick and free way to finally stick to your New Year's resolutions. Start listening to podcasts on Spotify. With more than 150,000 podcasts, including many of the world's most popular self-improvement shows, you can learn how to balance a budget, balance your diet, and even how to feel balanced while meditating, even if you're also obsessing over when the cat was last fed. All podcasts on Spotify are free, and you can even download podcast episodes for those times when you've gone off the grid, you know, to get all the newfound balance into your life. So get the year off right and start listening to podcasts on Spotify. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason and I are going to join the circus soon.
Well, we have everything here. We had auditions last week. David was great again on the high wire.
I would be the ringleader as well. And then Jason would play all the...
Go ahead. I'm waiting. I know exactly where you're going to go, but what? I'll let you say it so you can hang yourself because your likability scale has gone way down, brother. Let me tell you something. The test came back, and sure, I am fat. Yes, that's what a lot of people say. They say, Jason, we don't like when he talks because we can hear his fat face.
Well, Jason.
And I go, this isn't a visual thing. Jason, and they go, it doesn't matter. He sounds huge.
Jason will play the muscular man.
Oh.
Who has a vagina and is ugly as fuck. Oh. Hey guys, this is the Views Podcast. I'm David, 22, Jason, 85, 45, who cares? He's old, he's gonna die soon. His mom's in town, which is great. We just surprised her with Super Bowl tickets.
Amazing, yes.
Is she excited?
She's so excited. She's talking about it.
I feel bad. Can she like make it there?
That's gonna be a problem. Yeah. I'm already thinking about walk from when you enter to the seat. That's gonna be rough.
I'm thinking about the drive to the airport.
Yeah, that'll
be tough. To get to Atlanta.
She can't get in my fucking car in my driveway.
Yeah, so we got her tickets to the Super Bowl, and it's in Atlanta. She lives in Boston. I want you to know that I find it's completely okay for you to be like, hey, mom, you don't have to go if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, because some people just prefer watching it at home, right?
Well, we went last year. Wasn't it weird to see the halftime show up close?
All those things are so bad. And I've said this before, I used to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And WWE or whatever.
Yeah.
And I used to go in person, and in person it's awful because you don't hear the announcer. All you hear is grunting.
Right.
But like, it's so much better on TV. Like, we went to the Floyd Mayweather fight, and it was so much better. Did you go?
Yeah, I went with you.
Oh yeah.
I sat next to you. All right. No worries. So it wasn't a very memorable time.
Holy shit.
I actually wrote about it in a short story.
Yeah, out. You're writing a book.
Yes, I am.
What is
it's going really well. They read everything and they were like, this is fucking great. I was like, really?
Wait, really?
Couldn't believe it.
I'm kind of scared. What do you put in the book about me?
It's mostly about you and how you've treated me over the years.
I knew it was going to bite me in the ass.
And this podcast.
You know, see, like the problem with me is like, I'll treat you like shit, but I'll be like, the cameras are off. I'll get away with this. And then I heard you writing a book and I'm like, fuck, I really got to tighten up around here. No, I'm kidding.
There's literally not a lot in there about you at all. And all that's in there is super nice stuff.
Well, now I'm kind of offended.
Like yesterday I was
What do you talk about?
It's a lot about just like what I've done with my life and how fucked up book? I made it. Yeah. No, it's a lot about like
just a coloring book.
It's a lot about like how much I fucked it up. That's mostly what it's about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long book.
The article in the Globe that came out, I said all nice things about you. I'm really particular too.
Yeah.
And sometimes lots of times people get me on podcasts and then they're like, so David, that's like the first thing. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did I?
They want
And of course they did that with the article with the Globe too.
They want the inside scoop.
Yeah.
of.
And then they were like, can David be in this article? Which you said some really nice things about me and some funny things, so thank you.
Yes.
But yeah, so I appreciate it. But I thought that article was good for both of us. I really did, you know. That was one thing that I was thinking about this morning.
Okay, we're done. We're done talking about the article.
One thing I was thinking about this morning was like, you have a hard time.
Okay, well, let me say this. Well, Jason got interviewed for the Boston Globe. Is that a big deal?
If you're from Boston, it is.
Yeah, it's like the main one there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
I mean, that's the.
Did anybody call you from your hometown?
No.
Okay.
I checked Twitter. I was like, no one cares. you know what's funny though? It's like I feel like we never like enjoy anything. You and I.
Yeah.
Like, or you won't even let me enjoy anything.
I think that's.
Do you do that so I work harder?
I don't know. I think the enjoying comes in our job. The enjoyment part of our lives comes within seconds within our days. Like comes in little spurs, in little moments. I think we have a lot less times to enjoy, but the times we are enjoying are so much more powerful than our regular people's, because it's just like it's so hard to come by.
I don't know how to explain. Enjoying it. Seconds that you had recently when you shot Todd with a paintball gun in the face, or not in the face, but
when, yeah, like what, yeah. Yeah, like when something just like works. Yesterday, so I'm doing this bet with my friends where I give them $100 and I could shoot them with a paintball gun once any time during the week, and I don't tell them when I'm coming. Yesterday, I found out my friend was getting a tattoo, so I drove to the tattoo parlor and I actually beat him there. And I went up to the tattoo guy and I just had a little baggie with my pistol in it. And I go, listen, I have a bet with my friend where I get to shoot him with a paintball gun. And he didn't recognize me or anything. And then I started explaining the story to him. And he goes, oh, wait, I know you. I saw this yesterday. And I'm like, great. So can I shoot him? And he's like, yeah, go hide in the bathroom. So I hid in the bathroom and I waited for my friend Todd to come and get his tattoo. And then while he was getting his tattoo, I came out of the shop with the gun already in my hand, and I'm on Hollywood Boulevard. So like I'm like, I can't believe I'm getting away with this. And then I went up and I shot him right in the leg.
Oh my God.
So that was fun.
Did anyone else see you?
Yeah, there was a couple people there, and everyone was very quiet, and they didn't want to give away my secret. Something funny happened. I was at a party, and I ran into this guy who I've like kind of known. I've known him for like 3 years. You just see him places, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't really know him, but like I've just seen him a lot. And he's like, what are you up to? And I'm like, I don't know, same old, making videos. And I'm like, what are you up to? And he's like, I'm doing social audio. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's awesome. And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, podcast. I'm working on podcast.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, cool. And he's like, yeah, I just think the podcast is just so outdated. And it's just like, social audio is just like, it's like a new, you know, hip term for like, younger kids who maybe don't know about podcasts yet and want to get into it. And I go, oh, that's weird. Social audio almost sounds a lot worse than podcasts.
Right.
Like, it sounds like you guys are the ones that are outdated. And he goes, oh, okay. This is fucking real. And it was so great because he owned up to it. 30 minutes later, he comes up to me and he goes, dude, I can't stop thinking about it, but you are so right. Social audio sounds fucking awful, and I'm so glad that finally someone had the balls to tell me. Isn't that fucking crazy?
We're going back to podcasts.
He said this to me. How insane is that?
Whole company's done.
That was so great. He's like, I'm gonna call the guys, and we're gonna go back to podcasts. And I'm like, fucking great.
Hey, I watched the Fire Festival doc last night.
Oh, you did?
I watched it. Yeah. Okay. It's good.
Isn't that insane?
I watched it with Wyatt and Charlie. They were loving it.
So the Fire Festival is basically a festival. It was supposed to be this huge, exclusive festival where tickets were, the cheapest ticket was like $1,000, and the most expensive one was at like $250,000. Like it was supposed to be this huge luxury vacation. All these models promoted it, like from Kendall Jenner to Gigi Hadid, Bella Hadid, like all of these models.
Yeah.
And then they just couldn't get it done in time, and it was a complete fucking disaster. No one, you guys should look up the documentary on Netflix. Literally no one, or Hulu, no one had a place to stay. Mm. There was no food. It was fucking chaos. And then they canceled the festival like the first day in. What'd you think?
I thought it was incredible.
Isn't it insane?
Incredible what that guy did. Incredible how stupid people are.
Yeah.
Like, to just because a model tells you to do something, that okay. They're drawn by that.
I don't think that's...
If a model tells you to do something, maybe don't do it.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the right case.
I know you're friends with lots of models, David.
No, I'm not defending any of them. I'm just saying, first of all, I would have totally posted for the fire. If they came to me and they were like, hey, we have 70 grand. Right. Can you post this Instagram picture? I'd be like, yeah, sure. This looks like a great festival.
Right.
And well, no, I don't think people are stupid for believing it was going to be real.
They were stupid for yes, they are, because they should have researched it. They should have seen, like, okay, what am I gonna get? What am I gonna get when I
know,
I get
but like,
there?
How often?
So dumb.
How often? Like, it's like,
if I'm going to Coachella, yeah, you better fucking believe I'm gonna know where my ass is staying at
oh,
night
okay,
and
okay.
what exactly I'm gonna be.
I think. Oh, okay.
So dumb to go down.
But I'm saying a couple months before, when you buy the tickets,
yeah.
when they bought them right when these models launched the videos.
Right.
So they didn't have any time to research. And then they had the tickets. I guess it's their fault for actually flying out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have eaten the ticket.
Yeah. But like, for buying the ticket originally, like, if I saw all these models promoting this thing, which I did.
Right.
And I had the money, I'd be like, yeah, sure. This seems great. Like, this seems like they're all subscribed to the fact that this is going to be a great Coachella or festival. It may be insane.
But this idea that I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to get FaceTime with Gigi Hadid.
No, I don't think that's what it was.
I think that is. I remember that was what they offered. They offered access to these people, access to, like, sit there and drink with Ja Rule or whoever you fucking care about, and just know that, like, you know, it's not realistic at all.
What I thought was insane is, so the owner of the Fyre Festival, he's now going to jail.
Yeah.
For 6 years, right? 6 years?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. And he has to forfeit like $25 million.
But did you catch the other thing that he did after the Fyre Festival that was so dumb?
What'd he do?
Like, he was on probation. He got out on $300,000 for the Fyre Festival. And then he goes back to just scamming people for tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Like selling backstage tickets to, like, VIP tickets to, like, Burning Man, which don't exist.
Oh, wow.
So that's what got him.
Oh, wow.
And he's just really dumb.
He's just dumb.
Yeah.
And during...
But he was a great salesman. He reminded me of you.
He was really dumb, but he reminded me of you.
No, he was. They kept saying in the documentary that, like, he could sell you anything. He's the best salesman. And you're good. I'm not saying you're obviously very good morally. You would never do something like that. But I'm just saying, like, it did remind me of you.
It made me feel really bad. It made me feel really bad for him.
It did. I didn't feel bad for him at all.
I was like, this is something that some ambitious guy would come up with. And just, could you imagine failing something and letting so many people down and causing... There was a point in the documentary where one of the guys who was, like, helping orchestrate it, mm-hmm. they had to ask for a favor from someone in town, mm-hmm. and he said that he was literally going to suck his dick.
Yeah.
That's crazy that he revealed that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That this guy said they needed it. What did they need? Like,
they needed to pay off the import tax, the Bahamian import tax,
and they didn't have the money in time, so he was literally going to go and he was going to suck this guy's dick. Instead of paying him right away.
Right.
And the guy was nice and he was like, you don't need to do that. Just pay me when you have the money. Like, it got so desperate that people were doing that. I don't know. And the whole thing fell apart. I think it's fucking crazy. I think I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as people think. I think if I knew how bad it was going to be, I would have spent 20 grand on a ticket. Because that is a fucking experience. That's like being part of, like, Woodstock. Like, that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen again. Nothing ever is going to be that big of a disaster.
Yeah, it will.
You think?
Someone will come along and do it again.
I think that's incredible.
And maybe not festival-wise.
I think what would be smart is if they redid it again.
Yeah?
Yeah, if they did a Fyre Festival 2. I think it would be, they'd obviously plan it better. And I think it'd already have so much attention that people would buy tickets to it just for the story. I think they should do it again. I don't know. Regardless, there was a lot of money lost on that. And speaking of a lot of money lost, taxes are around the corner, and you've got real tax questions. So TurboTax Live has real tax professionals who can answer them for you. They have CPAs and EAs who are on demand, ready to give you advice and answer questions as you go. The tax pros get to know you so they can offer personalized suggestions and find all the deductions you deserve. Whether you're stuck on a specific question or need guidance working through your return, their tax experts can give you the confidence to ensure your return is done right. TurboTax Live with CPAs and EAs on demand. See details at TurboTax.com. Did you see, speaking of taxes, did you see Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo. People are going to be so pissed because people love soccer.
Who cares? Fuck them. I don't care.
Jesus Christ.
Don't worry about it.
Did you see that he was just in court. He was facing a jail sentence, a prison sentence.
For what?
For tax evasion.
How does a guy like that not pay his taxes?
I don't know. Yeah, he went to tax court, and they came to a conclusion that he just has to pay $21 million. $21 million for not paying his taxes. That's and he doesn't have to go to jail. $21 fucking million. That's nuts.
I'm thinking. You got to consider the contract to play and then all the endorsements.
No, I mean, yeah, he can definitely.
I think he's the highest paid athlete in the world,
I
too.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think it's.
Soccer's on another level that we don't know about, you know?
Yeah.
Soccer's creeping around behind our backs. Soccer's a big deal.
Well, I don't think it's creeping around our backs. Oh,
I like Americans' backs, isn't it?
I mean, it's always been.
It's kind of silly soccer's not big here.
I don't get it at all. I think soccer should be the biggest. Because soccer's like
put,
hockey.
Put your money where your mouth is, David.
Huh.
I've never seen you watch a soccer game.
I used to. When I was in Illinois, Italy played Slovakia.
You watched one game.
So?
And I was waiting for Natalie because we were going to go bowling. So I, but she was late.
So I decided to watch it.
And then I said, one day I'm going to hire you, Natalie.
No, I think soccer's a lot more exciting to watch than a lot of
David
sports.
David just called his assistant and she picks up the phone and she goes, what? So funny.
Yeah. She's taking a break.
She is tired of your stuff.
She's tired.
But that's okay. You give it to her a lot. I guess she probably has to operate like that because you're so demanding.
You know, sometimes I'm scared to ask her for things.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I guess I know you do. You are like that.
Because I'm like,
oh, I would be too.
I'm like, have I bothered her enough today? Like, I'll have to like, I'm always rephrasing things.
Sure.
So, like, if I need her to clean up around the living room, I don't say, can you clean up the living room? Because then it's just like, go clean up the living room. Like, it doesn't sound good.
How do you phrase it then?
I say, can you just go straighten up around the living room? And I say it like that, and I say it quickly.
Yeah.
So I go like, let's say I need something from grocery store. I'm like, can you pick up razors and then clean up and then straighten around the living room? Like, I'll say it really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll get to like the other thing quicker. Yeah. It's tough. And sometimes, and you know what's still crazy? Is like, it'll be like 5 p.m. And I don't know why I think this is insane, but I'll be like, can you go pick up Chick-fil-A for me? And she'll be like, yeah. And like, I forget that she's my assistant and I'm paying her.
Yeah.
And I just find it so mind blowing that she just says yes. Right. I don't know why, but every time she says yes, I'm like, really? Okay, cool. Like today, I was like, can you pick me up Chipotle before we finish our podcast so I have it when I'm done? And she's like, okay, fine. And I'm like, okay, are you sure? I don't know why. Like, I know I'm paying her, but I still find it like mind blowing that like I have an assistant. It's so helpful. I don't know how I functioned without an assistant before.
But are you good about like, putting her time in the right places?
Oh yeah, 100%.
You are?
Yeah.
Because I know with mine, like, I'll have something to do and I'm like, no, I'd much rather him work on the other thing than go get now, this dumb thing.
Well, now I have my mind wrapped around something stupid. I'm trying to get this gumball machine restored so I can have it in my house. And that's taking up a lot of time. And I really regret having my eye catch that because now that's all she's working on. But no, yeah, resources are in the right place.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Great.
The other day, Mr. Braggart. Bragging.
What did I brag about?
Bragging about all your masturbation.
Listen, I didn't brag about
you
masturbation.
Dude, he's sitting there with his computer on his laptop, and he goes, I masturbated 3 times yesterday.
I was kidding. I was kidding about 3 times.
You go, I'm going to go do it again right now. Oh, I just couldn't stop masturbating. My young boner just gets so hard, and whenever I want it, snap my fingers.
Oh, wow. You really took it personally.
Yeah, I did.
I was saying I found like Matthew McConaughey when he talks about masturbating in Wolf of Wall Street,
that scene.
Yeah, it's like it helps you get your mind off things and helps you get done with work.
It does?
Yes, bro. Like, you're not thinking about anything because you're like, all your like sexual thoughts are out of the way.
Oh, right.
And it's so easy to do.
Yeah, I guess I used to be like you when I was younger.
You just go do it and you're done. I didn't know me saying I found a new work method really pissed you off like that. I didn't know it was so personal.
I gotta get my dick jackhammered in an hour anyway. Oh yeah, I'll see you then.
How has that been?
I reported last week.
Last week Jason started this new dick treatment.
Yep.
That gives you a bigger boner.
Yeah, they jackhammer your dick and your
with electricity.
Yeah, with balls and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and under your balls, and a woman does it and has trite conversation with you while she's jackhammering your dick.
Sure.
Well, how many kids do you have? Two. That's nice.
What's the update? How many, not how many kids?
So anyways, it was a weird event. I had, it's unbelievable.
Yeah?
David, unreal. I don't know what they did. I don't know if it's going to go away.
It got bigger?
My penis is bigger. I'm not even kidding. Even flaccid. It's bigger. Remember the other remember a couple weeks ago when you had all these shorty shorties and you
when you had it in your mouth and you were like, ah, I don't feel anything.
He's kidding, Trish. Remember a couple weeks ago when you like pointed, I had like some short shorts on and you like pointed to my dick and balls and you're like, oh, it's so small.
Yeah.
Well, now it's bigger.
Wow.
Come in the bathroom.
No. I'm good. I'm fucking good.
Fuck. No, but it's crazy, crazy, crazy. That's I can't even tell you.
How much are you spending on this again?
And I have a friend that went and he was like, I was like, dude, this is crazy. He's like, I know.
How much are you spending?
It was $3,000.
$3,000 for all the treatments?
Yeah.
How many times do you have to go?
Six.
Wow, okay.
It was literally like a couple hours later. I don't know what they did.
But you were like a non-believer the first time, right?
Yeah. I thought I'd been had. But it was worth every penny.
Wow.
And I have to pump my penis twice a day with a penis pump.
Okay, that's fucked up.
And my mom knocked on the door the other day when I was doing it. That sucked.
What'd she say?
She said, Jason, hard boiled or scrambled? And I was like, I'm in here. I'm 45.
Your mom catches you masturbating when you're 45?
I know she found the penis pump too, but she didn't say anything.
She probably thought it was a bong. Jason, are you smoking again?
No, I'm jacking my cock.
I can't believe you have a penis pump. I guess you have to when you're 45.
Well, they told me if I want to get my money's worth, I have to pump it. But it's almost like too much. The penis pump is too much. It makes it too big.
Well, congratulations on your big penis.
Thanks, man. Speaking really of congratulations. Appreciate it. I'm over 3.5 inches now. That's big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's all.
Hiring can be pretty time consuming.
It can.
Yeah, you post a job to several online job. Have you ever had to hire anybody?
Yeah, no. Oh, no, I have an assistant.
Oh, yeah. 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 You don't pay him, Jason. Oh, right.
Right. It's true.
You post a job to several online job boards only to get tons of the wrong resumes. Then you have to sort through all of the resumes just to find a few people with the right skills and experience. Those job sites that overwhelm you with wrong resumes, they're not smart. That's why you should do smart thing and go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify the right skills, education, and experience in a person to help you pair them with your job. It's no wonder the ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. That's an exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/NASH. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. The smartest way to hire ZipRecruiter. Thank you, ZipRecruiter. Guys, this next part of this podcast is called Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. Woo! It's a segment where we give 25 seconds to our editor to talk about whatever he wants, and in return, he edits our podcast. We regret that this is a segment, but it's kind of like a thing we do now, and it takes some time, so we just fucking do it.
There's hardly any editing that's actually done on the podcast, so yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck we do this.
Like maybe one or two things cut out.
Maybe we should stop doing these, but this is the last one. Here we go. Action.
It comes with great misfortune this week that Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast is in a shutdown. We have some internal issues and are currently at a standstill.
Topical.
So until everything is resolved, Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast is on a current hiatus at our choice, not at the choice of David or Jason. And we will now return to Views Podcast. Thank you.
Wow, he cut that one short. That was 23 seconds. Thank you. Nice job, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for not wasting our time too long.
Joe got topical on that one. That was a government shutdown.
Yeah, that was a government
parody.
Shutdown reference.
Yeah. That didn't land.
Yeah. Was that supposed to be funny, Joe?
No.
Okay.
Well, am I reading too much into it? Was that a reference to the government shutdown?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know our tax dollars were going towards the teeny weeny.
Yeah, Joe, that was great.
Good job, Joe.
He's so creative. Like, how does he find a new way to waste our time every week?
All his ideas are kind of like the boat is right there, but no one can get off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
All his ideas...
They're good.
His ideas feel like the ideas you'd get from an intern you're about to fire. Like, that's what his ideas are like. It's like...
We don't even want you here for free.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. But I will say, I was the same party I was at the other day. Some guy came up to me and he goes, "Holy fuck, David?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Yeah, hey." And he goes, "Dude, I love your podcast. Like, fucking love it so much. I listen to it. It's one of my favorite things." I'm like, "Thank you so much." And I go, "Oh, this is Joe." And he goes, "Joe, oh my!" And I'm telling you, he fucking froze. And he wasn't kidding. He
People
was like,
"Love Joe."
He was actually, because no one fucking sees Joe, right?
Right.
It's just a voice.
Yeah.
So people probably think that maybe it's just you doing another voice on the
maybe.
Line. So when they see Joe in person, he fucking freaked out. I'm not making this up. He froze, and he's like, "Dude. Oh my God. It's such a pleasure to meet you. Can I have a picture with you too?" Like, 5 times more than freaking out about me. And like, I had to remind this guy, I'm like, "You know that his podcast is inside mine. His wouldn't exist without mine." I thought that was so funny.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah,
I'm glad Joe got some that was due. Rewarding. He does a lot.
That was rewarding. That was worth all the shit Teeny Weeny podcast he has on this show. Can I tell you about Robinhood?
Yeah, please.
Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Guys, Robinhood is incredible. I mean, what can I say? There's no commission fees, and other brokerages can charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. It's designed, it's so easy to use, and you can learn as you go. So learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, and track favorite companies with personalized news feed. So like, if you're trying to get into investing and you really don't know what to do, this is the easiest way to get into it. There's different like sections where you can view 100 most popular stocks and entertainment stocks, social media stocks.
Yeah, have fun with it. Go into stocks that you like.
Yeah. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at views.robinhood.com. That's views.robinhood.com.
I got a call from my ex-wife this morning.
Oh, getting back together? What is it?
Supposed to say nice things about her. I don't know what I said. I gotta go check a video.
Oh no, you said bad stuff.
I don't know what I said. I said something like, "My ex-wife doesn't want the kids on the internet," or something like that. And I'm just here to say that yes, I have a good relationship with her. She's a very nice person.
Oh,
that's it.
She called you.
Why is everybody mad at me all the time, David? Why?
Because you say the stupidest shit.
What do I say?
I'm dumb.
I'm dumb. Is that what you're gonna say?
No.
It looked like it was coming out of your mouth. Your lips went like, "You're dumb."
Well, if the shoe fits. No, I mean, if your ex-wife is calling you about problems.
Yeah.
Then like, oh my God, sorry. I went into my own world for a second and I thought about how nice it would be to see a movie tonight.
that'd be nice.
I just completely forgot about like the work that we have in front of us. And I was like,
what would you see?
I don't know.
How about?
Wow. I totally got sidetracked from your story.
Movies are not the same as they used to be. For
Why?
Me.
Why do you think that?
I just don't think they're as good.
They're not as good. You're right. It's harder to come by a good movie.
Right?
Yes.
Even the Lady Gaga movie, which I love Lady Gaga, yeah. Was like, it was good.
What was the last insane movie you saw?
Last insane movie? Damn, man. I saw Aquaman, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, I heard that wasn't that good.
It was tough to watch.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. Everyone's underwater. How could that be? Makes no sense to me. Yeah, and then you're watching people talk underwater. That's impossible.
That's so
if they
weird.
Were talking underwater, they were like, whoa.
I think it's our friend Carly who can't watch movies like that. Did you know that about her?
Why can't she?
She can't watch. So she can't watch like a Marvel superhero movie because it's not real.
Oh, I'm kind of like that.
So she'll be like, she'll be like let's say Iron Man has to defeat. These mutant rats
right.
That are like human sized.
Great storyline.
And she'll just be watching and she'll be like, that's not real. That's not a problem. He doesn't have to do that. Like, why? Like, literally, she'll be like, why am I watching this? Like, it's not real. Like, nothing, that can't happen.
I'm like that with
and
a
she,
lot of stuff.
She can't watch any movies
sounds
that
so
are
Carly.
Sci-fi
or like fantasy. Because,
yeah, I get it.
Like,
get
she
it.
Can't watch Lord of the Rings because she's like, that. This is stupid. That's not real.
It's dumb. Doesn't. Yeah, right. It doesn't
Star
matter.
Wars. Star
it
Wars.
It couldn't happen.
Yeah, there's no
it
one with lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
I
insane
totally get
to me.
That.
And I'm like, but you can't. You don't you can't submerge yourself into this whole world. And she's like, no, I don't understand how you could possibly enjoy something that can't happen.
Right.
Which is so fucking interesting to me.
By the way, things are great with my ex-wife now that I shouldn't have said anything,
yeah.
But she's a very nice person.
You really fucked yourself.
And now I fuck myself even more because David started talking about movies in the middle of that. She's a great person. She's very nice to me. So please.
Man, she's got a
And now Trisha's going to be mad at me for talking about her on the on the podcast. And then I'm just going to go put a bullet in my head.
Next podcast. Listen, guys, Trisha's the best. My ex-wife sucks. And then the podcast after that. Guys, my ex-wife is great. Trisha sucks.
What's the word with the teacher shutdown? What is that all about?
They might be going back to school tomorrow. They've missed 7 days of school.
Wait, your kids haven't been in school for 7 days?
Seven school days. Yeah, over a week.
Wait, is this only in California?
Yeah, LA Unified. LA.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So teachers are going on strike here because they're not getting what?
They're not getting paid enough.
They're not getting paid enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy situation. Like, we all should pay more for schools.
How do your
parents should pay more?
How do your kids feel about that?
They're on the teacher's side.
But are they
AKA
still?
Psych for no school.
Yeah. The teachers finally get paid more. They're like, no, you should get paid more. Go on another strike.
They're actually excited to go back today because they're kind of nerdy, but they're such goody goodies.
I love when you throw your kids under the bus.
You know, it's
because they're kind of losers.
No, they love school. They love to learn.
No, 100%.
Hey, you know, my kids, it's their birthday month, David. They're both born in January. So we're celebrating all month long.
It's going to be tough. What are you going to get them? You've already got them 7 Apple Watches.
To be honest, David, I've got them nothing. How about that? Yeah.
I feel like that'd be good.
Yeah, enough. You're right. Enough of this shit.
Give them something to do. Give them chores. Give them a responsibility. Have them take out the trash.
Oh, really?
Yes. They don't have a single chore.
Charlie's 10, though. That's a little young to be taking out trash, isn't it?
No, you can empty the dishwasher when you're 10.
You can?
Yeah.
She can't even reach where the plates go.
Well, have her figure it out.
Get her on a high stool.
Fucking figure it out.
Send her, put her in a factory.
Well, especially, how old's Wyatt?
Make her a seamstress.
How old's Wyatt?
I don't know, 17?
He's not 17.
Oh, 13.
You should have him do chores. Did you do chores growing up?
I would do these like half-ass chores. Like, they'd start, like, there'd be this initiative that would come down. You're going to do chores! And then you'd do it like once, and then it would just stop.
Oh, you're one of those families?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. When my parents told me we were doing chores, it was going to be, I'd do those chores for a week, and then they're going to start piling on even more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was bad.
Really?
So to me as a kid, not looking back, it was fucking like emptying out the dishwasher and taking out the trash.
Yeah.
But like, I had like 4 chores a week,
yeah.
But when I missed one, fucking all hell broke loose. Like, it was
really?
Like, yeah, it was chaos.
What would they do?
They would just be so mad. I'd get grounded. It was bad. It was bad.
What was a chore that you missed? Like trash?
Yeah, like trash day.
Ooh.
Which is bad, because when you miss taking out the trash bins, now you got full trash bins.
Yeah, for a whole week.
And I would have to stand inside the trash bins and stomp on it like I was making wine just to get the trash all the way to the bottom of the bin so I can fit more trash into it when I would miss it.
Did you forget or did you forget on purpose?
No, I would forget.
You would forget.
Yeah.
What were you busy thinking about?
School, sex, money, drugs.
Oh, it's back when you were dealing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I actually started a ping pong club in my high school. And
how'd that go down?
It was great. I didn't start it myself, but I would show up to school.
Well, which one was it?
Well, I would show up to school 45 minutes before anybody. I sound like such a fucking loser. It's so
Why?
Crazy. I feel like in high school, a lot of the loser things that like would be like cliche loser things were kind of cool. So like, or maybe I'm just
okay, David.
Or maybe I'm just trying to save myself.
Not dating anyone and staying home on prom night. That was a cool thing.
Ah, fuck, you're right. Okay, maybe I was. No, but like.
But why would you go to school 45 minutes early?
Because I would play ping pong.
Oh, okay.
And
like
it wasn't
with the cool kids.
No, it wasn't. Okay, fuck. You know what? I'm totally.
No, please. I'm sorry. This is so funny.
I was just fucking.
Please. I love it. I want to hear about it.
No.
So you go to school for. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I go to 45 minutes early. The only person that would be there, I shit you not, would be the janitor. And sometimes they get there so early where the door wouldn't be unlocked yet, and I'd have to wait for him, and the cafeteria lights would still be turned off. And yeah, sometimes it'd be like an hour early, and it'd just be me and my friend Alex. Yeah. We'd get up, he'd be having a morning bagel, his hair would be so, we'd walk to school, his hair would be so wet that it would freeze.
Right, frozen.
Yeah, and he could break it off. And and we got to school, and we set up the ping pong table, because it was like put away, and we'd start playing, and it was the only thing you would hear in the entire school, is you'd, like, the hallways were all echoey, because they would loop around, so you just hear the ping pong ball bouncing in the entire school. I'm telling you, no one would be there except us.
Two losers.
Yeah. And then more people would come in, and then you'd get the real losers who came in. You know, they're just to do homework and shit, like not cool stuff like me and ping pong friend.
About like 10 minutes before school, would kids come around and start watching you guys play?
Yeah,
yeah, and they start to root for you.
Yeah, and by then I'd already be very sweaty because I've been playing for a while, and like I'd have to bring like a. I'd have to bring like an extra shirt to change into for school.
And David, two people playing ping pong does not necessarily make a club.
Yes, but it got so popular that the school had to shut it down before school and had to set up an own like its own ping pong club at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. So someone had to come and shut it down.
And guess what? I'm not a fucking loser, so I didn't stay around after school. I said peace. So I never came to ping pong club.
Sounds like you were too ahead of the curve there.
Yeah, I was playing ping pong before it was cool.
I could see you being the Pied Piper making ping pong cool.
Yeah,
I could see you definitely doing that.
Well, there was a couple of my friends that were very good at making lame things cool. Like I said,
like
we used to do the crew, which was like the for the sake of a better word, it was literally the cheerleading section.
Yeah,
where like it was like school spirit.
Yeah,
so we dress up. If it was a black guy, we'd all dress up in black and we'd lead the student section. And like that was like a. You know, on paper, it seems like a fucking stupid thing to do. Like, who the fuck? Like, you know, you'd imagine all the cool kids being like, that's fucking lame. What's up with all the school spirit?
Right.
But it was completely the opposite. Like, every year when you became a senior, there was like a selected few that were like, okay to do the crew. And it was like exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
And you had like, to be chosen?
Not chosen, but you had to be like, you had to have like enough balls like in the high school world to be like, I want to be in the crew.
Right.
And have someone not be like, you can't be in the fucking crew. You're fucking losing.
Did anyone ever try to be in the crew? And someone was like, no, you can't be in the fucking crew.
No, because it's like a thing where like if you don't.
You're either in the crew or you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you,
I get it.
You know what? It was probably a loser thing to do. Fuck it. I'm trying to make myself so much cooler.
No. It sounds cool.
But it was, I don't know. Maybe
it's hard for me to tell because I know when I was in school, like all the things you describe in my school are fucking loser city, like get beaten up. But 20 years later.
But that's how school works.
But maybe your school was different like 20 years later.
You know what I mean? Now big frames like eyeglasses are popular. Like those big black ones. Before you'd get your ass kicked
for those. Your ass beaten for
you. You look like a fucking idiot. But now everybody wears them, even when they're not prescription because they look sick.
So funny.
That's kind of just like what school is.
Do you ever fuck your teacher?
What?
Do you ever fuck one of your teachers?
No, never.
Be honest.
Fuck. Okay. No, I never. I definitely had some serious crushes on my teachers.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, David. You can do better than that.
Why? No, I had some serious crushes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Nothing. I wouldn't say anything.
But why'd your voice just change all of a sudden?
What do you mean?
It just got really Lothario-ish.
Like what?
You're like, I don't know. I wouldn't say anything.
That's between me? And Mrs. Raspa.
Would you make an excuse to like go up and like show her your paper? Like, can I get some help on this?
No, but I was definitely a lot more flirty. And I was like,
give me an example of flirty. Hey, you're looking pretty good today, Mrs. Radzikowski.
That? It wasn't like that. It was just like, I would give her all my attention when she was talking to me. And it was like,
what does that mean?
Oh, you'd finally fucking pay attention in class. No, I don't know. It was whatever. I don't know.
These teachers.
Either high school was the best time in the world, or I'm completely fucking delusional and I was a complete loser and I had no idea what I was doing.
These teachers, did they wear like sexy outfits or jeans?
Not at all.
Skirts or jeans?
No, I'll admit one thing. One of my biggest crushes was on a teacher after she got pregnant. When she was pregnant, Whoa. She was like glowing. And I was like, this woman's beautiful. And
wow.
I've never been attracted to a pregnant lady before, but she's like gorgeous.
I've seen that glow in a pregnant woman
for
sure.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, you get a weird glow about them.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And so no, she wasn't wearing like, no, none of these teachers were like wearing like slutty, like that wasn't it. They were just like very pretty women.
Wow. Yeah. And they were really pretty. Do you think they're all listening to this now going, I wonder if it was me?
No, I don't think anybody's listening to this, but I think they know. Because I've told
like I was friends with like all my teachers, so I would tell the other teachers what teachers I would have a crush on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my god, she's so hot, to my other teachers, and she'd be like, what? And my teacher would be like, why does everyone think she's so hot? Yeah,
that sounds like kind of weird and crossing the line.
It is, but like that's like how the teachers were with our students. Like it was very like
hand jobs and stuff like that. I get it.
The teachers in our school very much could have been the students. Everyone was like very similar in age. And like I think that's what made school so great.
Oh,
is like you know Mr. Killinger, you know Mrs. Adnayer. Yeah. Like they're all very young, and they literally could have been students in the fucking class.
Yeah.
And like that's what made it so cool is like it was so easy to relate to the teachers, and the teachers related to us.
Right on, David.
And like whenever the teachers would talk shit about me, mm-hmm. the teachers that were my friends would come to me and tell me, and they'd be like, "Yeah, we were in the workroom, and he fucking hates you. I don't know why, but he hates you." And I'd be like, "I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know." All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
Time flies when you're having fun.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. My name is Jeff, and this has been a Views Podcast. Go follow us on Twitter. Go follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to get to 10 million followers at David Dobrik. All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. Here's a quick and free way to finally stick to your New Year's resolutions. Start listening to podcasts on Spotify. With more than 150,000 podcasts, including many of the world's most popular self-improvement shows, you can learn how to balance a budget, balance your diet, and even how to feel balanced while meditating. Even if you're also obsessing over when the cat was last fed. All podcasts on Spotify are free, and you can even download episodes for those times when you've gone off the grid. You know, to get all that newfound balance into your life. So get the year off right and start listening to podcasts on Spotify.